Good afternoon. If I can ask everyone to take their seats so that we can start. My name is Letitia Fussell, and I am the Director of Diversity and Inclusion. And we would like to start the ceremony today with a reading of the land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gaidakono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gaidakono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gaidakono disposition and honor the ongoing connection of Gaidakono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. I would also ask everyone to silence their cell phones and other personal electronics during the ceremony, and that you remain in your seat while taking photographs. It is my pleasure to now invite Min-Jin Yoon, Dean of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning, to the podium to share her thoughts on this special day with our 2022 graduating seniors.
Thank you, Letitia. To the class of 2022, congratulations. And to everyone who has come here to celebrate our graduates today, welcome to Cornell. It's my honor to be with you here, along with many of our faculty and staff, to commemorate this very important moment in the lives of this year's graduating class, and to recognize all of you here today who have been unwavering in your support of our graduates. Today, we mark this joyous end of a journey and celebrate new beginnings for our college's 238 graduates who came to Cornell from 22 different countries and all across the United States to pursue their dreams. Graduates, when you arrived in Ithaca, you were full of potential. And now that you prepare to leave Ithaca, you are full of potential. Your time at Cornell has been unprecedented in the history of the college and the world. And you leave Ithaca much as you came, entering a world of unknowns, an unforeseeable future, but with invaluable new knowledge and new perspectives on the world. And how your disciplines and perhaps even a sense of how you will shape it. This is our highest aim as educators and our responsibility. Bell Hooks, known among many things for her profound impact on critical pedagogy, reminds us of, quote, the power we have as teachers, as well as the awesome responsibility. And that commitment to engage pedagogy carries with it a willingness to be responsible. Today, this is a critical acknowledgement of both privilege and responsibility, and it's also an acknowledgement of possibility. In her book, Teaching to Transgress, Hooks continues, the classroom, with all its limitations, remains a location of possibility. In that field of possibility, we have the opportunity to labor for freedom, to demand of ourselves and our comrades an openness of mind that allows us to face reality even as we collectively imagine ways to move beyond boundaries, to transgress. This is the education as the practice of freedom. As you prepare to move beyond Cornell, you will face unprecedented new realities, but you will take with you practices of imagination and action, ways to move beyond boundaries, to transgress, and the means to catalyze and actualize possibilities. These principles and modes of inquiry have defined our college and our community from its founding. At AAP, our history is deeply rooted in an understanding that our disciplines, creative and critical practices, free us and empower us, enabling us to build and shape a better world. As James Baldwin, prolific writer and longtime activist, once shared, history is not the past, it is the present. We carry our history with us, we are our history. Every class of students is special in its own way. Each has its own character and characters, defining moments that have cumulatively led to where you are today. You make a story of your own, both as a class and as individuals, and as you do, you also write a chapter in the story of the college. Your story is our story. This academic year is our architecture department's sesquicentennial, meaning many of you are our 150th class of architecture students to graduate from AAP. And we also celebrate our Department of Arts centennial, which means some of you are our 100th class of art students to graduate. So much has happened in both fields, in architecture in over and across 150 years in both pedagogy and practice. A dramatic evolution from mechanical drawing to generative design, scaling our thinking from buildings and cities to environments and worlds. We've redefined boundaries, reframing past and persistent problems, and imagining near and distant futures. Over the past century, art, what art is and can be, has transformed. Olaf Brauner, who was the first member of the art faculty, a painter who over four decades saw every student who passed through the halls of the early architecture and art studios. On the foundations he laid, the department and the art faculty continue to encourage students to expand creative practice and notions of what art is and what it can do to change the world. Or as earth artist Neil Jenny put it, to serve as a social barometer of what's happening in the world. Our youngest department, City and Regional Planning, was established in 1933, and it turns 80 in 3 years. Though short of a nice round number at 87, the department has an important legacy in the transformation of the planning discipline. First, critically thinking about the city physical from the city social, and then integrating the two in the field and in our classrooms. And today's urban change agents, our planners and urbanists, continue to collectively shape and serve communities around the world. We celebrate all three of our departments today, whether they're celebrating a nice round number or not, and all of our students, faculty, staff, parents, partners, and friends and loved ones for every moment of your time that you have given, each step that you have taken towards today, because without each step, we wouldn't be here. We couldn't have arrived at such promising new beginnings. Graduates, you have found your way to a precipice, or as philosopher and teacher Pema Chodron would say, you are preparing for the reality of human existence. You are living on a razor's edge, meaning that with uncertainty, you also encounter possibility and opportunity beyond your imagination. There is both a certain freedom and profound responsibility in this, in front of you, in this expansive field of possibility. And so, as both our very recent and more distant histories have taught us, while we cannot foresee exactly what lies ahead, we can be sure that what you do next and how you do it will matter. The world has changed in the few years that you have been here with us, and it will change again. Change is constant, and I know you will all help shape our changing world. On behalf of the faculty, the staff, and all that have preceded and will follow you, I congratulate you all again on the many accomplishments that have brought you here today, and the many more to come in the future. We unfortunately were not able to have this event for the class of 2020 and the class of 2021. I think there might be a few students here today to celebrate their classmates in the class of 2022. If you're here, could you please stand and be recognized? Class of 2022, it's your turn to be recognized individually by your respective departments. We'll begin with the Department of Architecture, then the Department of Art, and finally the Department of City and Regional Planning. As your name is read out, please come forward to be recognized for your incredible accomplishments. It's my pleasure to now introduce Caroline O'Donnell, the Chair of the Department of Art, who will invite the candidates to the stage for the degrees in the Department of Architecture.
I am pleased to invite the candidates for the degree of Master of Science in Advanced Architectural Design.
Charisma, Dev. Alexander Dmitrychuk. Yang Li Hu. It says read card. By the way, I'd like to be absolved for all name mispronunciations that may happen in the next few minutes. Jashun Shu. Good enough. Felix Samo. Santiago Vasquez. Hanshi Young. Nusaiba Khan. Ryushin Wang.
Now, would the candidate for the degree of Master of Science in Architectural Science please come forward?
John Walford.
The following individuals are candidates for the degree of Master of Science in Architectural Science, Matter Design Computation. Please come forward.
Ji-Yoon Bai. Yifei Pen. Jose Asbiel Samaniego. Yeah.
Next, please help me in welcoming the candidates for the degree of Master of Architecture.
Jennifer Carmona. Alexis Farley Thomas. Jahoon Kwan. Jesus Luna. Patricia Rihanna Tan. George Cyronakis.
Yeah, George.
Hyung Yang.
The following individuals are candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Architecture.
Just a warning, we have a few to get through here. Joseph Appia. Alexander Aray Ballo. Ribia Aurora. Alexia Ascari. Madeline August. Ushra Amir. Donald Bajnoth. Fernan Bilic. Rabi Jawed Butti. Lost my place. Theo. Yes. Theonio Blanis. Colin Carter. Patrick Chan. Abram Collette. Zoe De Simone. Yi Ming Ding. Tai Mai Su Ferarsin. Christine Gao. Benjamin Goldsmith. Zelly Gray. Basil Harb. Aaron Huang. Hutian Jiang. Chongil Joseph Kim. Ruby Kang. Nkerote Kerimi. Amelia Jaine Chen. Lost my place again. It's your fault. Joseph, no. Chong, did I do this? Chong Il. Bian Kong. Ade Lawrence. Jayen Lee. Aileen Lee. Noah Charles Liao. Mikhail Maksud. Joseph Granahan. Gracie Meek. Remy Mermelstein. Alan Mezhibovsky. Daniel Min. Christian Montañez. Claire Oster. Dines Eje Usterk. Jonathan Plass. Justin Tan. Sarah Jia Yun Tien. Chloe Sui. Jacob Wong. Panuich Wong Pai Tun Pia. Christina Waiting Xie. Zayas Shuen. Yiwei Shea.
Congratulations to all of the graduates from the Department of Architecture. It's my pleasure now to introduce Bob Bertoia, Associate Professor in the Department of Art, who will welcome the candidates for the degrees for the Department of Art.
Thanks, Carolyn.
Are we ready?
Congratulations. I'm pleased to invite the following individuals to the stage who are candidates for the degree of Master of Fine Arts.
Tina Lam. Tina? Erica Germain. Christine McDonald. Erin Miller. Leila Omar Zoebi. Liana Amaya.
Slow down. Sorry.
Are you the? You're a different degree. Sorry.
Congratulations to the masters of
you
fine arts.
You're going to do an MFA one day.
Next, would you please help me in welcoming the candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Fine Arts?
Liana Amaya. Liana? Q in Beck. Asha Bell. Vincent Campagna. Rose Crawford. Liam Fallon. Samuel Glass. Margaret Groton. Sabrina Hertig Gonzalez. Mia House. Erin Ibo. Hani Jeta. Alexa Kamarowski. Maya Linda Carten. Brian Lee. Jigu Cecilia Liu. Connor Martin. Angelique Nogovskaya. Jason Park. Trisha Park. Vaidehi Reddy. Noor Shaquille. Maya Srinivasan. Avivi Wang.
Congratulations to the graduates from the Department of Art. I wish you all a successful future. It's now my pleasure to introduce to you Sophie Oldfield, Chair of the Department of City and Regional Planning, who will now welcome the candidates for the degrees from the Department of City and Regional Planning.
I am pleased to welcome the following individuals to the stage who are candidates for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in City and Regional Planning.
I'm going to take the liberty. I'm a faculty member in City and Regional Planning, and these are all my students, and so a very, very special. Particularly Sonia. So Sonia Ahmed. Jared R. Enriquez. Seema Singh. Dylan Stevenson.
Now, would the candidate for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Regional Science please come forward?
Shriya Rangarajan.
The following individuals are candidates for the degree of Master of Science in Regional Science.
Amira Rizaldi.
Next, we have the candidate for the degree of Master of Arts in Regional Science.
Aidan Oliveira.
The following individuals are candidates for the degree of Master of Arts in Historic Preservation Planning.
Olivia Violetta Fariel Chowdhury. Bo Bian. Zoe Mehrod. Anna Nicole Orlando.
I am pleased to announce that the following individuals are candidates for the degree of Master of Regional Planning.
Adam Nicholas Bailey. Justina Z. Bethune. Ariadne Alejandra Billy. I.T. Blair. Kelsey Coates. Rehan Dadi. Natalie Deduck. Natane DeRaita. Paula Camila Diaz Torres. Austin Ford. Yiyang Gu. Fuzhong Huang. Jie Yi Jing. Yi Brian Liu. Nicole Nomura. Dorothy Ray Shi-Chien. Jason Rierig. Connor Rigney. Jonathan Robison. Rueda Salim. Ming Shi. Bhavna Sivasubramanian. Lei Sun. Xiao Tan. Yadi Wang. Chun Shu. Ziyu Zhao. Yao Zong.
The following individuals are candidates for the degree of Bachelor of Science in Urban and Regional Studies.
Tat Asakul. Israel Miguel Castro. Jared Alexander Cisneros. Catherine Cullen. Joy Davis. Hannah Falwell. Michael Grossman. Tyler Cutie. Dominic Law. Yeah. Grace McCartney. Josie Noriega. Luke Slomba. Kai Uchida. Gianni Valenti. Austin Chase.
Congratulations to the Department of City and Regional Planning. I would like to turn the podium back over to Dean Yoon. Thank you.
It's my pleasure to present to all of you the graduating class of 2022. Like I said, it's a joyous day. We now come to the awards portion of our ceremony. The Merrill Presidential Scholar is a distinction awarded by the university to deserving graduating seniors based on grade point average and other indications of academic excellence who demonstrate leadership ability and community involvement and have potential for continued contributions to society. This award was given earlier, but I'd like to recognize and ask the recipient to stand to be recognized. This year's recipient is Sabrina Hartig Gonzalez. I would now like to ask Chair Caroline O'Donnell to come back to the podium to present the awards specific to architecture.
For those of you graduating this semester, the Charles Goodwin Sands Memorial Award was founded in 1900 by the family Charles Goodwin Sands, Cornell class of 1890, and is awarded for work of exceptional merit done by a student in courses in architectural design. Only theses in architecture or painting and sculpture are eligible for medal consideration. The three architecture recipients of the bronze medals are, and please come to the stage, Bushra Amir.
Taimai Su Ferrer Sin. And Christina Xie. Thank you.
There are bronze and there are silver medals. There's not a gold medal, so the silver medal this year goes to Zoe DeSimone. Just to be clear, there are never golds ever. That's the nature of the awards. Not that this year was different. The Alpha Rho Chi Medal is awarded by Alpha Rho Chi, a national professional architectural fraternity, to schools with accredited and approved architectural programs. The Alpha Rho Chi Medal is to be awarded to a graduating student in the class who has shown ability for leadership, performed willing service for the school and department, and gives promise of real professional merit through his or her attitude and personality. The purpose of this award is to encourage professional leadership by rewarding student accomplishment, to promote the ideals of professional service by acknowledging distinctive individual contributions to school life, and to stimulate professional merit by commending qualities in the student which do not necessarily pertain to scholarship. This year's recipient is Madeline August. The American Institute of Architects Award awards an engraved medal, the Henry Adams Medal, and Certificate of Merit to the top-ranking graduating student in each architecture program accredited by the National Architectural Accrediting Board. The award is for general excellence in architecture throughout the course of study, and the recipient of the medal and Certificate of Merit is Justin Joel Tan. The Clifton Beckwith Brown Memorial Medal is awarded to the member of the graduating class who has attained the highest cumulative average in architectural design over the entire course of study. And this year's recipient is Zoe DeSimone. And finally, the William Downing Prize, an annual prize for the purpose of recognizing outstanding achievement in architectural design at Cornell University. The prize is awarded to fourth and fifth year students in architectural design in a special design competition. Now, because they are awarded to fourth and fifth years, the first prize winners will not be here, but I will tell you who they are. That's Jack Otto and Alexander Kiaw. Let's give them a round of applause. And the second prize winner for the William Downing Prize is Daniel Min. I would like to ask Bob Bertoia to come forward and present the award specific to the Department of Art.
The Faculty Medal of Art is awarded annually to a graduating art student whose academic record and studio work, in the opinion of the faculty, demonstrates the greatest promise of future achievement in the field of art. The recipient of the award for this year is Sabrina Hartig Gonzalez. Broke the rules again. The Department of Art Distinguished Achievement Award is given to a member of the graduating class who has shown great promise of future achievement in the field of art. The recipient of the award this year is Jige Cecilia Liu. Bequeathed by Charles Baskerville, Cornell class of 1919, to assist students at Cornell in the field of painting in the Department of Art, we give the Charles Baskerville Painting Award to undergraduate or graduate students to enable them to participate in programs involving intensive study in the fine arts. Mr. Baskerville was a portrait painter and muralist known particularly for his painting of society and military leaders. This year's recipients are, there are three of them. Hold your applause for a moment. Liana Amaya, Mia House, and Noor Shaquille. The Department of Art awards the Elsie Dinsmore Popkin Class of 58 Art Award to a BFA thesis student who, in the judgment of the Department of Art, has the best thesis. The award was founded in 2006 by the members of the Class of 58 in memory of Elsie Dinsmore Popkin. Ms. Popkin was a landscape painter of some distinction and was a great friend of the department and the college. The recipient of the award this year is Asha Bell. Lastly, the Kip Brady Prize is awarded to a BFA or MFA printmaking student at the discretion of the printmaking faculty. The award recognizes distinguished achievement in the printmaking area. This year's recipients are Erica Germain and Aaron Miller. I'd like now to ask Sophie Oldfield to the podium to present the awards for the Department of City and Regional Planning.
Thank you. The Thomas W. McKessie Prize is awarded in memory of the former Dean of the College of Architecture, Art, and Planning. It is bestowed on a master's candidate for the degree in City and Regional Planning who has demonstrated unusual competence in academic work or who, by qualities of personality or leadership, has significantly contributed to the intellectual advancement of fellow students. The 2022 McKessie Prize is awarded to Ziyu Zhao. The Peter B. Andrews Memorial Thesis Prize is awarded for the best thesis prepared for the degree of Masters of Regional Planning. The prize was established by Mrs. Peter B. Andrews and Dr. George C. Andrews in memory of Peter B. Andrews, BArch 1955, Masters in Regional Planning 1957. The 2022 Andrews Thesis Prize goes to Rewa Pansalka, who unfortunately isn't attending today, but let's give her a clap. The American Planning Association Outstanding Student Award recognizes outstanding attainment in the study of planning by a student who is graduating from an accredited program. The criteria gives priority to the quality of work in the student's courses in planning and the promise of success as a professional planner. This year's recipient is Bhavna Siva Subramanian. The John W. Reps Award was established in 1987 in honor of Professor Reps, the first chairperson of the Department of City and Regional Planning and well-known author of several books on the history of American urban development. It is given to a candidate for the degree of Masters of Arts in Historic Preservation Planning who has demonstrated superior academic excellence. The award is made possible through the generosity of Historic Preservation Planning alumni income. This year's recipient is Zoe Merod. The Urban and Regional Studies Academic Achievement Award for the undergraduate program is presented to the individuals who have achieved the highest academic average after 7 semesters at Cornell. This year's recipient is Hannah Falwell. I would like to turn the podium back over to Dean Yoon.
I want to take this moment to recognize all the college faculty and staff who have given so generously in so many ways to the students of the college. Would the faculty and staff please stand to be recognized? I'd like to conclude this ceremony today with the words of a Greek poet, Constantine Cavafy, from his 1910 poem titled Ithaca. As you set out for Ithaca, hope that your journey is a long one, full of adventure, full of discovery. Laestrygonians and Cyclops, angry Poseidon, don't be afraid of them. You'll never find things like that on your way as long as you keep your thoughts raised high, as long as your excitement stirs your spirit. Hope that your journey is a long one. May there be many summer mornings when with what pleasure, what joy, you come into harbors you're seeing for the first time. And may you visit many cities to learn and learn again from those who know. Keep Ithaca always in your mind. Arriving there is what you're destined for, but don't hurry the journey at all. Better that it lasts for years, so that you're old by the time you reach the island, wealthy in all that you've gained along the way. Ithaca gave you a marvelous journey. Without her, you would not have set out. She has nothing left to give you now. And if you find her poor, Ithaca won't have fooled you. Wise as you will have become, so full of experience, you'll have understood by then what these Ithacas mean. Ithaca, both in this poem and in our hearts, does not represent a start or an end, but the journey itself. Will the class of 2022, 2021, 2020 please rise? We are so excited for the next leg of your journey. Thank you all for being here this afternoon, and please join us now at the reception in front of Bailey Hall Plaza, and have a great afternoon. Congratulations, all.